I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. And a warning here, this next story contains themes of sexual abuse and assault. Every year around this time, high school seniors in the Roaring Fork School District present their final capstone projects to their teachers, classmates, and community members. Basalt High School's capstone coordinator, Nanette Weinhold, says the projects are a chance for students to take control of their own learning and to pursue a topic they're curious about.
So they choose what they want to explore, and it's experiential. They actually go out and do something.
One student found an old 1950s Willys Jeep in a field and learned how to restore it. Another, who recently experienced a suicide in her family, decided to interview coroners in the valley and observe an autopsy. Basalt High School senior Yamilet Velasquez wants to study international business in college so that she can explore the world. Her first capstone idea was to do a project about her dog, Max.
And my first thought was about animals. And I was like, wow, like, I really love animals. I love my dog to death. Like, we're literally best friends. We do everything together. And I was like, okay, what can I do with my dog?
But after more thought, Velasquez decided to move in a much more serious direction. She came up with the idea for her project when she was scrolling through social media on TikTok and saw videos of people her own age sharing their experiences of being sexually abused and assaulted.
I spent like about 3 to 4 hours just scrolling through everyone's story. It hit really close to my heart because it was like, I can see the pain in their eyes. A lot of people go through this and we don't even know it.
For her capstone project, Velasquez wanted to create her own interactive museum, but that became impossible once COVID hit. Instead, she discovered online a museum in Belgium that displayed the different kinds of clothes people were wearing when they were sexually assaulted. Everything from a summer dress to a police uniform to a girl's pajama top. We caught up on the phone recently, and Velasquez walked me through the website and video presentation she created.
The first thing you see is the page where it has the Museum of Survivors Who Were Molested and Raped. That's my main title, and then my name at the bottom.
Like the Belgium Museum, one of Velasquez's goals was to end the myth that what you wear causes you to be sexually assaulted. She remembers the time she wore a crop top in middle school.
I was walking into the middle school doors and someone was like, oh my gosh, like, are you kidding me? Like, you could get raped in that. And I remember I told my mom and I was like, I can't wear like stuff that I want to wear.
This memory still makes Velasquez angry, and she knows that her presentation could bring up a lot of strong feelings for her audience. That's why during the part of her video where she shows the clothes hanging in the Belgium Museum, she takes long pauses to give people time to reflect.
So I would stop at one picture, let music play in the background for a little bit, then go on to the next one, let music play on the background, and then go to the last one. And the last one was a picture of a little girl shirt. And I let the music play for a long time, and then I spoke.
In the video, Velasquez then talks about how she learned in her freshman year of high school that someone in her family she looks up to and admires had been molested as a kid.
She was so strong for me. She showed me, even after all of that, you can still become the most amazing person ever.
Not long after Velasquez learned about what happened to her family member, a close friend told her that she'd also been sexually abused. This friend was surprised that Velasquez chose to do her capstone on sexual abuse and assault, even though she'd never been through it herself.
They just kind of asked me, like, why are you doing this? Like, you didn't go through the pain. Like, you shouldn't have to suffer with the fact that people aren't aware of what's going on. And I was like, it was for me. I responded, and I was shocked. I was like, it doesn't matter that I didn't go through it. It was the fact that you went through it and that I'm using my voice that you can't use.
Velasquez says she knows what it's like to need help. There was a moment in her life when she was deeply depressed and could have used someone speaking up for her. Mental health has always been a big theme for seniors, says capstone coordinator Nanette Weinhold. And during the pandemic, she noticed a lot of people drawing from their personal experiences.
The key to all of this is to have an experience that's meaningful. And I do think a lot of students, actually this year more than the other years, have engaged in meaningful projects.
Velasquez thinks this may have to do with the fact that she and her classmates have been craving connection and have had more alone time to reflect during the pandemic.
I think that really affected a lot of us in that sense where we became closer as a community.
With high school graduation on the horizon, this strengthened bond is something Velasquez and her fellow seniors will take with them into the next chapter. If you or someone you know has been sexually abused or assaulted, you can contact the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-300-656-4673.